The first episode of Teddy Talks Tech is dedicated to one of my favorite subjects, work-life balance. Since returning to work after maternity leave, this has been the most challenging aspect for me. My baby was under a year old and adjusting to daycare while I was managing a high-stress project nearing its completion. My husband took a few months of parental leave when I was back, and we were both trying to adapt to our new normal. I often found myself working long hours, re-acclimatizing myself to the project after a year away, while also addressing several challenging situations at work. Meanwhile, our little one was learning to cope with not being my top priority anymore and brought home every virus imaginable. I returned to work in August, and by October we all contracted COVID, which hit us particularly hard, especially my husband. I felt exhausted, unwell, overwhelmed with guilt for missing work during such a critical time. Instead of focusing on recovery, I attempted to work through my illness, which only made it worse and added stress for everyone. The cold weather, the lack of outdoor activity, and isolation took a toll on all of us. The following months were a blur filled with juggling work, guilt, recurring illness. Eventually, I reached a breaking point. Just as we were experiencing another wave of sickness, I was reassigned to a project with a more manageable timeline. This shift allowed me to pause and reflect on my past mistakes and the lessons learned. I discovered that maintaining a healthy work-life balance is essential for sustaining a demanding career like project management in the long run. I needed to prioritize more effectively. Some days, my child took precedence, meaning I had to scale back my work. Other days, urgent work matters required my attention, prompting me to rely on my husband to help manage the household. I focused on establishing firm end-of-the-day deadlines. If I planned to finish by 3:30 p.m., I committed to that time. For urgent matters, I would log back on around 6 p.m., after my little one was fed and settling down for the night, but I avoided interruptions otherwise. Exceptions were made only for critical situations. I also incorporated breaks in my schedule. I would start work by 6:30 or 7 a.m. and set aside time during the day for other activities that kept me grounded. For example, when working from home, I would meal prep during my break. Journaling also became an important tool for me, helping me track my sleep patterns, my working hours, my caffeine intake, which significantly aided in self-regulation. After 6 to 7 months of maintaining 6 strict boundaries, I noticed significant improvement. With a structured plan for balancing work and life, both aspects began to thrive and the chaos subsided. Of course, there are still days when daycare closes early or my child falls ill, leading to plans being derailed and the need for backup strategies. But these moments no longer throw me into a spiral of stress and frustration. Instead, I have learned to embrace flexibility and adapt to the unexpected with a sense of calm and preparedness. It is a journey, not a destination, and I remind myself that perfection isn't the goal, balance and well-being are. In this episode, I want to leave you with a few key takeaways. One is set realistic expectations. Understand that there will be times when work or family demands more of your attention. Communicate openly with your employers and loved ones about your commitments and your limits. Two, establish boundaries. Clearly define your work hours and personal time. Stick to these boundaries as much as possible to prevent a burnout. 3. Self-care is non-negotiable. Taking time for yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Whether it's journaling, a brisk walk, or a quiet cup of tea, make self-care a priority. Lean on your support system is my number 4 suggestion. Do not hesitate to ask for help from your partner, from family, from friends. Please build a reliable support network. Building a reliable support network can make a world of difference. Number 5, reflect and adjust. Regularly assess what's working and what isn't. Be willing to make changes to your routine to better suit your current needs. As I wrap up this episode, Remember that achieving a work-life balance is a personal journey, unique to each individual's circumstances. It is a constant learning process, but through perseverance and self-awareness, it is entirely possible. Thank you for tuning to Tani Talks Tech. I hope you found this episode insightful and encouraging. Until next time, take care of yourselves and keep striving for harmony in all areas of life.